It's KUTX 98.9, and we are live in Studio 1A this afternoon. Jake Perlman is our engineer, and we're really pleased to have Chris Cohen here, who's in town for the next couple of nights, tonight and tomorrow, opening for Angel Olsen over at the Mohawk. So, Chris, have you been on tour with Angel, or is this...
Yeah, this is our fourth day.
All righty. And you may be familiar with Chris. He's been involved in groups like The Curtains, Deerhoof. He's played with Cass McComb and others. He has an album that came out last year called As If Apart. And I guess this is part of that long tour, year-long tour of that tune, more or less. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, welcome, Chris. It's good to have you.
Thanks for having us.
You want to take a second and introduce the group before you start?
Yeah, sure. On keyboards is John Wood. Drums is Josh DaCosta. Bass is David Gavan.
All right. And Chris Cohen on vocals and guitar. Should we call it the Chris Cohen Quartet?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Sounds good.
All right. Chris Cohen live in Studio 1A. It's KUTX 98.9. We're live in Studio 1A this afternoon with Chris Cohen, and that was a tune off of his latest album, As If Apart. And was that Torrey Pine?
Yeah.
So I'm from Southern California, but people outside of Southern California might not know the significance of Torrey Pine. So you want to enlighten folks?
Yeah, it's a place and a tree. It's a it's a beach and like a, it's sort of like a little forest that's next to the beach near San Diego. And it's famous for having a pine tree named after a scientist named Torrey. And I think the pine tree like only grows there. And we stopped there like one day on tour at the beach for a second. And then I was writing this song, and the word, the melody just kind of like had this phrase that fit Torrey Pine. So kind of came from there.
There's also Torrey Pines that are like, they think the oldest trees. There's still some up outside of San Diego that are,
yeah,
they're like,
yeah,
ancient.
Those are the ones.
Ancient.
Actually, yeah, the place is called Torrey Pines, and my song is called Torrey Pine. I'm not sure why. Just pines didn't really work in the in the music for some reason, but yeah, the place is called Torrey Pines.
So a word that keeps coming up when I'm kind of reading reviews of your music is homespun.
Okay.
So
cool.
Is your music homespun?
I don't know. I mean, well, sure. Yeah, I like that description. I don't know. I don't know what music isn't homespun. I record it. I don't record it at home, actually. But yeah, it sounds good.
Mm-hmm. So also, it's and even to my ears, there's certainly elements of psychedelia in your music. Is that purposeful or?
I don't think about that word that much. I'm not sure. I mean, it's a, I listen to psychedelic music, I suppose, like that category of music. But that sounds like a good description. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what that means. So I'll go with it. Sure.
Okay. We're here with Chris Cohen, who's with his band playing tonight. They're opening a couple of nights, tonight and tomorrow night, for Angel Olsen at the Mohawk. So this album's been out like about a year,
yeah,
almost. Mm-hmm. So are you working on new material for another album, or just, yeah, kind of writing on
yeah, this? I'm writing stuff right now. Yeah.
So what's your writing process like?
I always write on keyboard or on piano, usually at home, and usually songs start with chord changes and like a riff of some kind, like a little, like that song was like dun 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 dun, started with that, and then make up a melody, and then usually like a drum beat comes next, and I write the melodies first, and then I write the words at that very end.
Hmm.
So that's like a separate part of the process.
So was this album you exclusively, or did you have?
Yeah,
a band
I worked
with
on
it
by myself. I played everything.
Did all the instruments?
Yeah.
You have a home studio or a studio?
I have a friend lets me use their garage. I record in a garage. On my computer.
And Southern California is your home, Los Angeles.
Yeah, Lincoln Heights.
Lincoln Heights, yeah, in L.A. Okay, Chris Cohen, you play us another song or two.
Okay, this one is called "In a Fable." Thank you.
set your stuff down on the table. I wonder what you're up to now. Father is a neighbor. Coming back to me, the morning dove's hollow sound is almost over. It's been a long time, that life's no longer mine, but it's still yours. Thank you. Mowing under time. Mowing undetected. Hoping for the past.
Chris Cohen live in Studio 1A here on KUTX 98.9. That was a little medley of a couple of tunes from the latest album. We heard In a Fable, which kind of segued into the title track, As If Apart. It was nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, I like that. Anyway, you can catch Chris and his band tonight and tomorrow night at the Mohawk. They'll be opening for Angel Olsen, and incidentally, Angel Olsen will be live in Studio 1A tomorrow afternoon in this time slot. Well, we have our video crew here, so we'll have video and audio up online very shortly on our website at kutx.org. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, it's a pleasure, gentlemen. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
We have Jake Perlman, our engineer this afternoon. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. I'll be around till 2 o'clock right here on KUTX 98.9, bringing you the Austin Music Experience.